Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 to 22. Where's the fruit? Let's read those verses as we begin. Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 to 22. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also, if you say to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." What was Jesus doing? He wasn't expressing frustration against the fig tree because he was hungry. No, this was a divine object lesson, not an impetuous act. We might do that, but not Jesus. The fig tree was Israel. Hosea chapter 9, verse 10. "I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season, but they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves to that shame. They became an abomination like the thing they loved." Joel chapter 1 verse 7. "He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white." Let's consider from our text for this session three things that can be seen in this fig tree event. First, believers are expected to be fruitful in ministry. Look at verse 18. "Now, in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves." Figs were a common source of food in Jesus' day. And fig trees were often on the side of the road providing free, convenient nourishment to the traveler. Fig tree grows 3 years, about 3 years, before it begins producing any fruit. And then it has two crops a year. I remember having that with grapefruit trees that were in Miami. They, because the temperature doesn't change, there was actually two grapefruit crops every year. And the figs grow at the same time as the leaves. And so, in the parallel passage in Mark chapter 11, verse 13, it informs us, "And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs." It was about April, and the first season was June. Yet on occasion, a fig tree will produce early in the year. But if it didn't have fruit yet, it should not have had leaves either. Jesus saw the leaves and expected to find fruit as well, but he found none. Many Christians, at first glance or at a distance, appear the same. But a closer examination reveals that there's no fruit in their lives. Jesus expects his followers to be fruitful for his kingdom. Second thing we can see is that believers are judged by Jesus for fruitfulness. Look at the second part of verse 19. "And he said to it, 'Let no fruit grow on you ever again.' a barren fig tree symbolized divine judgment on Israel because of her fruitlessness. Joel chapter 1 verse 12. The vine had dried up and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 13. I will surely consume them, says the Lord. No grape shall be on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaves shall fade, and the things I have given them shall pass away from them. Despite an abundance of spiritual advantages, Israel did not provide God with fruit. Jesus' act illustrates God's judgment against earthly Israel for her shameful fruitlessness, ultimately in rejection of the Messiah. And then Jesus shared a parable about this in Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 46. God exercises much patience and intercession before judgment. Look at Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. It's a very powerful illustration. Luke 13, beginning with verse 6. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down. God is patient, but that patience does not go on indefinitely. And then third, believers are affected by judgment in God's timing. Again, look at the third part of verse 19. Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? Immediately. I mean, it's a relative term. The tree may have died immediately, but the evidence was not visible until the next day. If you look at Mark chapter 11, verse 14, and verses 20, 21. Verse 14, in response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. And the verses between record the events of the day and the evening. Verse 20, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. You know, I remember cutting a climbing vine when I was clearing some overgrowth. I just cut that vine, but I didn't see the effects until later, in the coming days, when it all died. It may seem like no judgment, because the consequences are not yet evident. But Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And how does this all apply to the Christian today? Well, much as it applied to Israel. Many spiritual advantages, no fruit produced for the Lord. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they're burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Look at that verse 7 again. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. This is what Jesus told his disciples in our passage in Matthew 21, in those next two verses, verses 21 and 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. This presupposes that the thing requested is God's will, because only God-given faith is doubt-free. Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. It will be done. This is the kind of miracle the religious leaders wanted Jesus to do, but he declined. And why? Well, remember Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 and 39. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. There's no faith there. God's not going to reward them just for a show to enjoy. But that immeasurable divine power can be unleashed in the lives of those with true faith. Well, let me ask you, what does Jesus find in your life? Fruit or just showy leaves? You give that some thought, and you have a great day.